Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, rest, and joy for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I want to talk, this conversation is actually going to be, this conversation ain't going to be for everybody, okay? I'm just letting you know that right now. This conversation ain't going to be for everybody, all right? So don't send me no hate emails or any of that stuff. I'm just letting you know, if you're sensitive about money, if you're sensitive, like if you're not ready to have some like real talk, tough love conversations about like our money and our gifts and things like that, then I'm going to need you, sis, to like just listen to another podcast episode, either mine or someone else's today. Okay. Okay. So let's go ahead and just jump on in. And I want to talk about how, man, a lot of us are just really letting our fears take center stage. And we are allowing our fears to take center stage. And when that happens, it's just completely taking us off the game or out of the game. It's knocking us off of our path. And we are just going to be in this constant cycle of stress, anger, frustration, disappointment, bitterness, shame, embarrassment, because we're just going to find ourselves in the same place over and over again. Like we're not willing, for whatever reason, to address certain things head on. And we are kind of like settling. And I've said this before at some point, I'm sure, like this podcast is not for settlers. I'm like 99.9% positive that every Black woman that's listening to the sound of my voice is not a settler. I'm not saying that everything has gone your way, but I feel like in your spirit, okay, you know in your spirit, in your heart of hearts that you were not put here to settle. But a lot of us end up settling in our careers, we settle in our relationships, we settle in just in our circles, our communities, we settle in all kinds of ways. We settle. We allow our fears to kind of like put us, I guess, as not a priority, if that makes sense. Like it's just like we're not allowing ourselves to fully take up space. I know that we say that, take up spaces, and it sounds real cute, and it's true. Take up space, take up some damn space, Black woman, because you are worthy of that. It is true. But I feel like a lot of times, and listen, myself included, I feel like a lot of times we say some things, but then we get in our own way by listening to that internal chatter that is really just not even facts. A lot of us allow our feelings, again, whatever those feelings are, or like embarrassment, shame, guilt, those kind of things, we let those things just knock us off the game, and it shows up in a variety of ways. For me, it showed up, and it still shows up, in like my finances and just some of the aspirations and goals that I have for myself, even though, yes, I am not the same Bree, and you know this, you've met several versions of Bree if you've been listening to the podcast since, what, 2018, 2019, or however long the podcast has been on. For those of you that have been rolling with me real, like for real, you've met several different iterations of Bree over the last 3-4 years, or however long it's been that I've been podcasting. I think it's 2019. But that's like a good, 4 years, somewhere in the 4 and a half years, something like that so far of podcasting. But man, the fears be showing up, the fears be fearing, as they say, and it just really takes us out of the game. And so I don't want that for you. That's my point. Very long way of saying that. I don't want that for you. I look at the average listener as like a sister, a friend, just someone that I care about. And if I can avoid, or help you to avoid, I should say, like mistakes from either your way of thinking, or maybe even your actions, that will help you to just avoid some of the hurdles and barriers that, you know, we already have those things ahead of us, you know. But I don't feel like every single barrier is for us. I don't feel like every single hurdle or rough spot is for us, you know. So one area that is really, that I keep, like, it keeps coming up for some reason in this community. In fact, it came up even today, which is why I'm speaking about it, but it keeps coming up in some way, shape, or form over and over and over again. So I think it really merits us talking about this, and that's why I want to have this real talk conversation. Again, this ain't for everybody, okay? It's in regards to, like, using our gifts / really picking up a side business, or you have these aspirations of saying, F this job, okay, disrespectfully, F this job, and doing your own thing, whatever that is. Now, I have to tell you that doing your own thing, because of this wild and kooky world that we live in, a lot of times doing your own thing requires some dinero, okay? Not always. There's bartering systems, and there's ways, like workarounds and things like that, but it's definitely going to require some action. It's going to, a lot of times, it's going to take like some sweat, some effort. But in most cases, or at least I've been finding, you know, at least in my circumstance, I've been finding that for me to live the way that I want to live, it's going to require some dinero, okay? But I knew that, and I was just reading my old journals today, and I went back to 2019. Sometimes I'll just grab a journal and I'll just flip to a page, and whatever comes up, comes up. And so I went back to 2019, as a matter of fact, and in one of my journals, and I was saying how, like, this was literally before I ended up leaving my job, okay? I was saying, like, I can't do this anymore, but I need the money, but I hate this, I hate this place. I mean, this is just how I felt. In your journal, you should be able to say whatever the hell you want to say, you should be able to say it in your journal, if nowhere else. That's your, as Tabitha Brown says, that's your business. That's your space, okay? A lot of us have a whole bunch of pent-up stuff inside of us because we weren't even allowed to have a say. We weren't allowed to speak our piece. We weren't allowed to get feelings off our chest because we were labeled as bad or disrespectful, or we were wrong, or we were speaking out of turn, or we was getting into grown folks' business, or children should not, you should just do what we tell you to do, and just like a robot, you know what I mean? And so we didn't really have, or at least I know I didn't, a safe space to just kind of like express myself. And then when you don't have a safe space to express yourself, it, listen, just because you haven't expressed it the quote-unquote right way, and I don't think there's a right way to express, but you know what I'm saying, it's going to show up one way or another. It will be expressed. Just because it doesn't, you know, come out, I guess, in the quote-unquote right way, keep in mind the body does not forget. So it could be weeks from now, months from now, year, decades from now, but whatever needs to be expressed, it will be expressed one way or another. And so that's why I always mention or talk about or implore you to, if you're not writing some things down, at minimum journaling, you know, even every now and again, I really think it's a disservice to you in your healing journey. And anyway, but I didn't want to talk about journaling, but the point of it all is, kind of going back to what I was saying before, this being able to do what I wanted to do, I knew it was going to require money. But the barrier for me was I had so much stuff internalized, it prevented me from doing things that would enable me to get to the money so that I could use said money to start living a life that I feel like I deserve. And I'm not someone that I used to believe that earning money or making money was supposed to be very hard. That's what we're taught, right? We're taught that you work at least 40 hours a week and you take a job even if you hate it, and or you go to school and you get this degree and however long that takes. I didn't go to school. I didn't finish. I dropped out of not high school. I dropped out of college. Only did like a year or two, I think. But all these hard steps, I used to think that it would take a ton of effort to make some decent money. And decent is relative. Decent for you might be $75,000. Decent for someone else might be $300,000. Decent for someone else could be $5 million. Like, I mean, it's all relative, right? But again, just the point that we've been sold this idea that earning money, especially for Black women, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to never come easy to us. And I mean, we have proof of that, because you know that for generations, we've been fighting as a community. We've been fighting for equal rights. We've been fighting for fairness and pay. We've been fighting for people to put some respect on our names that we deserve, and just basically like pay us what we are worth and stop playing games. Pay us what we deserve and stop playing games. Like that's the point. Like, pay us what we deserve and just stop playing games. But again, you know, it's not uncommon to hear about us, and you've likely experienced it at least in one part of your career, how we've had to just like jump through all these damn hoops and do all these things. And then these jobs wonder why, like, a lot of us are like, we're over it. But just because you no longer want to work a 9-to-5, like in a perfect world, I personally feel like, I would just not do anything if I didn't have to. I want to be able to just do stuff all willy-nilly. I want to be able to just do whatever I want to do or not do whatever I don't want to do on any given day. I want to have some freedom and flexibility. But again, to be able to live a certain lifestyle, a lot of times, unfortunately, it requires money. So here's the thing. Here's the thing for me, though. I feel like a lot of times what's keeping us or holding us back is just, again, or I don't even know if I've said this, but what I feel like is holding us back is this freaking fear. This fear is what is holding a lot of us back. And my good sister, I don't want that for you. Like, I want 2024 to be a year of new things. And I know that can be very scary. I know that can be very scary for some of us. Doing something new when we've been taught that you're supposed to follow this thing every step of the way, or else you're going to disappoint someone, or they might reject you, or they might be mad, or you might bring shame upon the family because you're just,
you know, the oddball or whatever. The world needs oddballs, by the way. And I'm not saying oddball as in that's a bad or negative thing. Please hear me, because I am an oddball. The world needs more oddballs. The world needs more people that are, even if there is fear, they are still going to just do whatever it is that they have in their heart to do. And that's that on that. So if you are an oddball, I salute you. And I'm here for it, because I am too. The world needs more people that are willing to step outside of these constructs and these boxes. Okay? So I feel like I am a fellow rule breaker in some regard, and I feel like a lot of you are as well. So back to the money. I'm trying to get to the money, honey. But I feel like this thing about fear is what's keeping a lot of us stuck. And the fear, again, can look like different things, right? But what I want you to know, or what I feel like based on just my journey and also some things that I've read along the way, is like a lot of sometimes that fear is not even like you. Someone instilled that fear into you based on how they were raised, based on their lifestyle, based on their ideals, based on how they felt about themselves, right? But it's just that children, we're just so pure, and we're just so trusting and so open, right? We just internalize that and we take it as fact. Like this is the way, this is the only way. And any deviation from that is to be feared, is to be shied away from. It's to not be looked at or explored. Does that make sense? Because if I do, again, different bad things, guilt, shame, anger, bitterness, whatever, like whatever that fear feels like for you, it's going to show up. But I am just like, do it anyway, sis. Do it anyway, sis, because a lot of times, I'm not saying this is the case in all cases, but a lot of times these jobs do. Again, this conversation is not for everybody, but I feel like a lot of times these jobs just do not deserve us. I'm sorry, but they just don't. I feel like a lot of times these jobs do not deserve us. Okay, there, I said it. That's just how I feel. You do not have to agree. Okay, we can agree to disagree, but that's how I feel. A lot of times these jobs do not deserve our essence. So it's like, if you don't want to work a 9-to-5, what can you do? And I'm telling you, sis, this is 2024. You have so many opportunities ahead of you that our previous generations didn't have, or if they did, it just looked different. It's easier now to try something new while you're doing your 9-to-5 and see what sticks, okay? And again, doing it and feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And what I want to also make sure that I mentioned before I forget is that when you do this new thing, you have to come to expect that it is not going to be smooth sailing right off the bat. A lot of times we get discouraged because things are, they feel a little hard, you know? I do believe in ease for Black women, but I also do understand that just, you know, to get to the fruit, right? We have to put in the work. We have to, there's going to be seasons of just investing in the land, as in like if we're growing a garden, but like investing your time in the land, sowing the seeds, plowing the land, watering the soil, feeding the soil, and then all that time that it takes for that plant to root and start to come up. And even when that starts to happen, it's still not time for you to kind of like necessarily reap all the rewards, because though something finally starts to come up and it's rooted and it's planted and it's rooted and it's starting to, I guess, grow or blossom or root, it hasn't reached like its mature stage yet. So sometimes we start to see some little gains and we immediately just want to go and just I guess, disrupt the flow of everything because we just kind of get ahead of ourselves. And then when things kind of start to fall apart, we're just like, well, what the hell just happened? You know what I mean? We have to make sure that we are allowing our gifts to and the things that we're going to be putting our efforts into. If we're going to be looking for different ways to make money in 2024 so that we can have more money to live these liberated lives that we want to live. We have to give our give time to the process, if that makes any sense. And by the way, I do want to mention that, I know I said this earlier, but I just want to make it very clear. I don't feel like money is the only way for us to live these types of lives that we want to live, okay? I don't feel like it's the only way. But I feel like money can be a huge barrier, especially if that's the only access to resources that you might have. Okay, because if you want to, for example, buy some land, my friend Yolanda actually from Parenting to Colonize, she just got herself some land. That required effort, time, and money. Okay, and now she has this land, and I'm not 100% positive exactly what she settled on doing with it because it kind of changes a little bit as she's thinking through this process of what she wants to build and put on this land. But now that she has it, she is going to have more freedom and flexibility. But it's going to take some effort to get to that part. Sometimes that effort can take a few months, a few years, but you know that eventually it's going to happen, right? But again, it does require a lot of times some money to start to see some of the changes that we want to see. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we get so caught up with these 9-to-5s that could really care less about us. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's just a big system. It's just a big whatever. But we start to make a little bit of money and then we just feel like, well, this is all that I can make. But that's not true. It's not true at all. And if you want to become like step into this new version of yourself, if you want to live this freer lifestyle, I'm going to need you to like expand your mind beyond that 9-to-5. I'm going to need you to expand your mind beyond the typical ways that you think money can be made. And expand your mind beyond your comfort zone. Okay. So case in point, y'all know that I've had self-esteem issues, self-confidence. I didn't like myself, didn't love myself at all. And this was like for years and years and years and years. But obviously I had this something inside of me that needed to be expressed via communication. Actually, for the longest time, I know I've talked about how I wanted to know how to sing and stuff, but obviously I can't sing. But I thought for sure that I was going to end up being like an actress. I don't even know if that makes sense because I'm very introverted, but I feel like for some reason I can be an actress. I don't know. But I knew that this thing inside of me needed to be expressed via communication some way. You have something inside of you right now that you're already doing, you're already being in some way, but it just hasn't connected that this is a part of your thing. This is a part of your gift. This is a part of your thing. And I know not everything needs to be monetized. I know that everything is not a business. Not everything needs to be a business. But I think we really need to like take a beat and go inward and kind of see what your skills are, what your mindset's like when it comes to your skill set, your gifts, different opportunities. Sometimes you'll have an opportunity looking you right in the face and you won't even recognize it because of fear, because you're scared to even take a chance. And again, if we're doing new things in 2024, which I know I'm doing new things in 2024, and I'm hoping that you are as well, on some level, some capacity, if we're going to be doing new things in 2024, we're going to have to allow that fear to just be there if it needs to be and say, you know what, I'm going to try this anyway. I'm going to do this anyway. And this is especially for those of us who are just like, I'm not about this 9-to-5 life. I got to get the hell out of here. Okay. Because that was me. That was me. But again, leaving that 9-to-5 is going to require effort. And it's going to require some dinero, some money. I think I've said dinero 3 times in this podcast episode, and I'm hoping that everyone knows when I was saying dinero, I was talking about money, okay? Cheddar, coin, bag, dinero, ends, bands, whatever y'all calling it these days, money, moolah, okay? Cash, money, taking over for the 99. It's going to require some money. And to get to the money, you really are going to have to be the person that you're going to have to start identifying as the person that is okay with receiving money, that is okay with making money, that is okay with taking a chance, okay, taking a little chance on themselves. This is the person that you need to be in 2024. If you're going to want to see some changes this year and beyond, again, right now in 2024, if you're just now kind of stepping into this newness, keep in mind, it's going to take some time to see things start to come to fruition, but it's never too late. It's never too late. All right. Because time is going to keep going anyway, as they say, God willing. Okay. If you're still here, you still have time. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. You have time. Okay. And you're going to need it because, again, it's going to take some time and effort to kind of get to this place. All right.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Ways Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Ways Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Way Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Ways Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
So case in point, when I talk about just trying something and just, you know, even though it can lead to feelings of fear. So I opened my journal up and I landed on this entry from May 2019. I'm a little embarrassed. I'm going to let y'all know what it says anyway, because this is how I was thinking. I was embarrassed, okay? So this was from May 1st, 2019. And I was saying some things, but this thing jumped out. It says, I released my podcast and no one is listening to it. And I'm only sharing this because I want you to know again that things take time and everything is not going to be perfect. You have to put yourself out there, okay? You have to put yourself out there. So let me go back. So it says, I released my podcast and no one listened to it. I feel so mortified today because I dropped a new episode and have gotten like 11 listens in the last 3 days. 11 listens. Yes, you heard that right. So it's like I apparently released a podcast episode that day. I didn't even go back and look and see which one it was around May 1st. It was either May 1st or around that time, I guess, within a few days. And I got 11 listens in 3 days. In the podcasting world, that's not really anything, but it is when you are just starting. In my mind, and this is something I have to be very careful about, okay? I have this thing in my mind that says, if it's not perfect, if it's not tremendously received in accolades, then I'm doing it wrong. It's not worth it. I'm not good at this. I'm wasting my time. I should let somebody else do this because they're better than me. Like all this negative BS mind chatter. Okay. So again, that was 2019. That was 2019. And I think I mentioned at the top of the show that I've been podcasting, at least for this podcast, for at least 4 years. I'm guessing. Or this actually might have been my previous podcast. I'm not even sure. I think it was for Brown Girl Self-Care. Overall, I think I've been podcasting for maybe like five to 7 years, I would guess. Somewhere in there. So I'm definitely not new to the game. But when I dropped that episode, I only had like a couple of listens per day. But here we are now, thanks to my efforts and thanks to you, this community. And the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, the last time I checked, has done over 3 million downloads. I don't know what the exact number is. It might be closer to 4 million, actually, but I'm not positive. But at least 3 million downloads, at least. Maybe 4 million or close to 4 or something. Let's say 3.5 million, okay? Thanks to my effort. And me taking a risk and me putting myself out there and me saying, you know what, I want better for my life. And I know that I can make extra money, or I know that I can make a life out of this that's not me being a robot at somebody's job. And I know that I can live a freer life where I have more time to just do whatever the heck I want to do. If I can take this risk, if I can bet on myself, if I can just have some more faith in God, if I can just trust in myself and take a leap of faith. And take a step forward and put myself out there. And putting myself out there is very hard, you guys. It's very hard. I don't like to do that. I don't like to do that. I don't like to put myself out there, okay? And in case you're wondering, like, why hasn't she released those YouTube episodes like she promised? It's because I don't feel like putting myself out there. I know that I said I was going to do it, but I just, oh my God, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. To do that, but I am going to do it this year, like for sure. That's just like, it's just every time you get to a certain level, it's time to elevate. I don't care what you're doing. You get to a level and you get good at that, and then it's time to elevate. All right. But the point of it all is when it comes to money, great amounts of money, whatever that is for you, will not be made if you are too afraid to bet on yourself. And if you are too afraid to just give something a try. And if you are too afraid to, you gave something a try, it didn't work, and so you just stop. I could have stopped May 1st, or let's say May 10th, 2019, or June 1st, or I could have did a few more episodes and be like, oh, I'm only getting like 5 downloads an episode. I'm not doing this anymore. This ain't for me. But that, I'm so glad that I didn't do that. I'm so glad that I listened to my spirit that just said, this is for you. This is for you. This is the way. And I feel like a lot of us, we have that in our spirit, but we're just really ignoring it because, again, we're afraid of just being embarrassed, afraid of putting yourself out there and someone laughing at you, afraid of a variety of things. What will people say? What will people think? Who cares? Easier said than done, right? But who cares? Especially when it comes to you doing this and being able to get your money right. You want to get your money up, you're going to have to take a chance. I'm talking to myself too, because I'm ready to level up on that too. You want to get your money right, you got to get your mind right. You got to be ready to level it up. And I think you'll know that you're ready when you're able to just put that fear to the side. Again, it probably is still going to be there. And that negative chatter is still going to be there. And you say, I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to take a chance and I'm going to do it anyway. I was speaking to a young lady in my Patreon group today. This is a reason, one of the reasons why I want to talk about this. I'm trying not to just put all her business in the street. She makes these beautiful arrangements for free, if I'm not mistaken, okay? And she had posted it to her social media, and people were like, ooh, I want one. How much? Ooh, I want one. Well, when can I get one? Can you make one for me? How much? And she just like did not even respond, or she kind of like brushed it off. You know what I'm saying? And we talked about that, and we talked about the why, and we talked about her next steps. I did like a little bit of, I guess, big sister slash coaching with her. She already knew all the answers, but sometimes you just need a listening ear and you need somebody just to kind of like talk you through some things. And that's basically what I did. And so now she has a plan on what she's going to do and how she's going to try and some other different things. And she's going to reassess. And when we talk again, because we have these Patreon meetings on Sundays, little sister circle meetings, we're going to talk about it in the next week or two. But the point of that is that, man, I feel like some of us be blocking blessings because we'll do something. We'll get signs, strong signs that say, yes, 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 this, do that. Yes, more of that. Don't stop right here. This is the way. And we just go another direction like womp, womp, womp. And then we wonder why we can't get our money right. We wonder why we're stagnating. We wonder why things are not going the way that we want them to go. But it's like, God is like, look, girl, this is the lane. I'm opening it up wide for you. Give us a shot. And you're like, no, God, this ain't how it's supposed to look. I don't want to do it like that. Raise your hand if that's you, because I know for sure that has been me several times. I'm just like, no, God, that's not how I wanted it to look. I don't want it like that. That's not how I want it to be. Or I'm scared to do it that way, God. I see that, you know, this might be a lane for me, because it's totally okay for you to make your own lane. Like I said, money, make your money in the way that makes sense for you based on who you are and your gifts and talents, okay? But God will open up that lane and you're like, I'm scared. I don't want to do it like that. I want to do it, you know, a different way where I'm not really... Like in her case, it was just like, if I do this, I'm only going to charge X. And I was asking her, well, how much does it cost you to make these things? And if she's listening right now, hey, girl, hey. I was like, well, how much does it cost to make these things? And she told me the price. And I asked her, okay, how much are you going to charge? And oh, and how long does it take for you to make these things? And she was like, several hours. Okay. And I said, and how much are you going to charge for these? And she told me the amount. And I was like, girl, are you kidding me? Seriously? Like, the number was so low, it was just like, why do we undercut ourselves? Why do we lowball ourselves? What is within us, and why have we been conditioned to believe that we just need to undercut ourselves? Because even though we're spending our time putting these things together or doing these things, we feel like even though we've put our blood, sweat, and tears into it, we've taken the time to learn how to do these things. When it's time to start getting some money, we're like, ooh, like, for example, let's say, and these are not her numbers, but let's just say it costs, I don't know, $500 to put this thing together. And she would be like, okay, it cost me $500 to make in several hours, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours to make it. And I'm going to charge $550. No, sir. No, ma'am. Again, I will say, no, sir. No, ma'am. Not on my watch. And I told her to double her price. Period. There's no way in hell we're going to be making money. Do you know how long it would take? Just imagine. And I know it's also a numbers game too. Keep that in mind. But let's just say you're selling something for $50 and your goal is, or let's say you're selling something for $100 and your goal is to make, I don't know, $1,000, for example. You're going to have to sell that $100 thing that's barely above your cost, not taking account your time, to 10 people versus if you charge what you really need to be charging, okay, you might raise that price to $250, $300, okay? Now you only need, you know, 3 people instead of 10 people. Does that make sense? I know I'm just kind of like all over the place, but these kind of conversations are so important to me. There's so much that I want to say from like us undercutting ourselves, lowballing ourselves, talking ourselves out of money. Somebody wants to pay you. You have been praying for this money. You have been praying for God to make a way for you. You have been praying for God to open doors for you and your family. You have been praying for increase. You've been praying for blessings. You've been praying for just abundance, okay? And then someone wants to pay you and they're asking you how much, good sis, for this service. How much, good sis, for this task. How much, good sis, for this offering. And then you give them the lowest, smallest dollar amount you could think of because you're not stepping into your identity of a boss bee. I'll say that. I'm trying not to cuss y'all. I really am. I know it's Monday morning if you listen to this. You won't step into that role of a boss bee who deserves to live a certain type of lifestyle for whatever reason. And there's a million reasons why. We all different. We all got our reasons. Okay? I would lowball myself because, again, many reasons. But one of the reasons was like, I would be like, you want to pay me this amount of money for X, for whatever, these things. I don't think I'm worthy of that. I'm not good enough at this. Yes, I know I have this thing that you want. I know I have this skill that you want. I know, you know, whatever. But now you want to pay me. And it's like, it was like a trigger for me. It was like a threat for me. Hard to receive. But I had been asking God, like, God, I want to be able to leave my job. I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that and pay off my bills and finally get out of debt, which I will be debt free by the end of this year, by the way. I will be debt free by the end of this year. Period. I'm about 50% of the way. But it's like God is trying to get you what you need, but because it doesn't come a certain way, or because you're not confident within yourself, or you're not, you know, I don't know, you're just so dysfunctional inside for whatever reason, you can't take it. You can't take it. And so it's going to take you longer and longer and longer to get to that goal. It's going to take you longer and longer and longer to be able to finally leave that job that you've been saying for the last 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Come on, somebody. It's going to take you forever to get out of that situation because you are not allowing God to bless you in the way that in this season you are supposed to be blessed. You are blocking the blessing when you're rejecting money. You are blocking the blessing when you're saying, no, it doesn't look a certain way, so I ain't going to take it. I ain't going to do it. I'm not good enough. I shouldn't have it. I'm not worthy. They said no. They're going to laugh if I try. They're going to make fun of me. They're going to call me names. They're going to do all, you know, whatever. Whatever the reason. This is not the way to get into that liberation, by the way. It's all connected. The money, the spirituality, the money, like how you feel about yourself, your habits, your thoughts, your relationship, like it's all connected. It's all connected. So how you feel about money is, and how you deal with money is how you feel about yourself. It's how you feel about yourself. I feel like I'm yelling somebody. Let me bring it on down. I apologize. I'm not yelling. I'm just very passionate. Okay? But how you deal with your money situations, if you're scatterbrained, which I was, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm not calling anyone a name. Or if you're disorganized, if you reject, if you overgive. I mean, it's all like a worthiness thing. It's all like a worthiness thing. It's a worthiness thing. Okay? And it pops up in different forms. But really what you're saying is I'm not... Me as I am, I'm not good enough to have this. Me as I am, I'm not good enough. I've got to first do all these things to justify that these blessings come to me. And I don't think that's how God works. That's just me personally. I don't claim to know it all, but I really don't feel, or I don't think, I don't believe that's how God works. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. So my good sis, like, you want to get out of that job. You want to get out of that place, that office, that environment, that whatever. Okay, that job, that career. You're ready to pivot. You're ready to do something different. You're ready to just do something outside of what people think you should do. You know, it's really going to come down to just getting a part of it, is just being able to get your money up. And getting over those barriers that we have, that prevent us from getting our money up. One really good book that I want you to read, oh, I don't have my phone here. It's called Overcoming Under Earning by, I think her name is Barbara Stanny. I'm trying to think with my butt. That doesn't even make sense. I'm sorry. My humor. I believe it's called Overcoming Under Earning. I read this book a few years ago, so the name might be not correct, and I don't have my phone in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it's called Overcoming Under Earning. And I think the lady's name is Barbara Stanny. I want you to read that book, please. I want you to read that book. And there's also other books, I'm sure. I don't have my phone in front of me, but that one instantly came to mind. I want you to read that book, please. Okay. And also, if you can, I also want you to read the book this year of The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. You know what that F stands for. Don't play. Okay. The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. That's another good one. Because personally, and just like he says in the book, I'm pretty sure he says this, like, we give too many Fs when we only have so many. Like, your Fs are a limited supply. And if you're giving an F about every single thing, it's just draining, okay? And I'm saying that because as you start to put yourself out there this year, like me with the podcast, what are people going to think? Oh my God, I'm embarrassed. Only 11 downloads in 5 weeks, like whatever. I was embarrassed because I'm like, what? People are probably going to make fun of me. They're going to say my podcast is trash. Like all these little negative things. I was giving way too many Fs. And I can tell you, if you want to live this liberated life that we are moving towards and that we're actively in a liberated life, it doesn't mean you don't care. It doesn't mean you don't give any Fs. But if you're giving all your Fs away to situations that don't warrant it, you will never live a liberated life. Something will always just have you caught. You feel me? So read those two books, Sistren, this year if you can, Overcoming Under Earning and The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. I really hope you're able to read those this year. I think if you haven't yet, they will be eye-opening for you. They'll be eye-opening for you. All right, so that's literally all that I have for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Feel free to send me an email at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And let me know what other topics you would like to hear. Again, don't leave them on Instagram in the DMs or on Facebook because I'm just not, I don't know if you've noticed, but my socials have run dry. I'm going to come back this year, I'm sure, at some point, at least post something, you know what I mean? Or, you know, pop off in the stories or something like I was trying to do. But I just don't feel like it. My life has been better without social media. I mean, I still pop on and I'll look in like at a few things, but I'm just not really on there. But I do want to come back because I realize that not everyone listens to the podcast, and I do want to show up and try my best to be a positive experience for people, you know, online. So, I'm sure I'll come back at some point soon, God willing, to social media. But so don't send me a DM because your girl... I have probably hundreds, if not thousands, of DMs from the last few years. That's another thing about me. I need to go in there and clear all that out because it's just clutter now that I'm thinking about it. And I can't go back and read all those messages. It's just too many. So please email me and let me know what topics you would like to hear. And actually... I think actually on Spotify as well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave like a poll or that'll say like what questions do you have? And then you can just maybe type it in the comment box. I'll put that up there at some point today. I think I'll do that as well because I do want to hear from you and I do want to know what other topics you want to hear about on the podcast. Okay. All right. So that's it for this week's episode. I'm so glad that you were able to press play and listen to me and us to connect for the last 45 minutes. So that was awesome for me. Hopefully it was edifying for you and your spirit as well. I look forward to seeing you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. In the meantime, have a blessed week and I'll see you soon. Take care.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.